What is up, everybody? This is Hannah Rolls coming at you live, and I'm here to talk about how imagination and creativity was inspired for me through reading and writing, starting in kindergarten. And honestly, kindergarten was the foundation of my imagination and creativity. So this is the first episode of It's Literacy. And so it was the very first night before my first day of kindergarten. And let me tell you guys, before my first day of kindergarten, I was so extremely excited. I was hiding under the covers, peeping my eyes out to see if my parents would notice that I was awake. I was just up all night thinking about it. So finally, my first day got here and the teacher says, "Good morning, Kinderstars. Are you ready for your first day of school?" And I was super overwhelmed with excitement. I was looking at all the kids that I already previously have met because we did a summer session back in July before school started. So our teacher then separated us into three groups: the pink group, the green group, and the blue group. And I was placed in the pink group. And the pink group meant that you were faster than the rest and not necessarily smarter, but you moved at a faster pace. And I knew this because my mom was my teacher. So she actually never let me call her Mrs. Rolls or anything like that. And she was always super, super strict on me, which is really frustrating for a kindergartner. But just because she was strict on me didn't mean that she didn't let me be imaginative and creative. She still let me pretend I was a princess. She still let me pretend I was a dolphin. I know that's kind of weird, but that's what I did. So finally, our first assignment was to write a sentence about anything. Because in kindergarten, you can be anything you want. You can be a dog, a cat, a lion. I don't know why I'm saying all animals, but you can really just be who you want to be. And so I wrote about being a princess. And of course, I wrote about that every single time I wrote anything. I not only knew that that's what I wanted to be back then, but my imagination just had the perfect castle for myself and the perfect home for myself. And I had like 10 white horses and everything like that. So I got to be imaginative, and that wasn't just one assignment, that was every assignment. Every assignment, it was, okay, you can write a sentence. There was no restrictions, there was no guidelines like there is in high school. There was no pinpoint exactly what you need to do. It was, okay, be free. And that's what I love most about kindergarten. And also with the reading you read in kindergarten, oh my goodness, I read Clifford the Big Red Dog, Magic School Bus, Dora. I got to read whatever I wanted in that library that I believed was super huge, but it really wasn't. So overall, just imagination was sparked in kindergarten for me, and creativity was, because I got to read whatever I wanted and I got to write whatever I wanted. And in kindergarten, that was the focus of everything, because that's the foundation of learning, as my mom would say. So that's my experience with reading and writing, and I just think that reading and writing needs to be something that you can be creative in, that I've said a million times, but I'm gonna keep saying it. Okay, that's my podcast. I hope you have a great day. Thank you for listening to episode 1 of It's Literacy.